This spring, we reported on how Indonesia's government was planning to close Komodo Island in 2020. That report came out after several people were arrested in March and accused of smuggling Komodo dragons off the island. As many as 41 of the lizards were sold in other countries for $35,000 each. Now, the Indonesian government says it plans to keep Komodo Island open, but it'll put limits on the number of tourists who are allowed to visit. Last year, 180,000 people made that trip. We don't know what the new limit will be or how much it'll cost to go there, but the Indonesian government is trying to balance calls for more wildlife protection with concerns that banning tourism will hurt the residents who depend on it for their income. Komodo dragons are considered a vulnerable species, meaning they could become endangered unless they're protected. There are more than 1,700 of these creatures on Komodo Island, and if you plan to go there, Komodo don't feed the wildlife. While they don't often attack people, the lizards are venomous and capable of killing someone. They can become as long as 10 feet and weigh 150 pounds.